Okay, so we're going to discuss Shmini Atzeres, and B'ez Hashem will develop an approach to Shmini Atzeres based on Rav Hirsch's approach to Atzeres in general. And we'll try to get to the heart of what Shmini Atzeres is really all about, starting with Rav Hirsch, and also we'll be developing a beautiful yesod that was developed by Rav Zevin Zatzal. Paragraph 7 is on Saul, and it fits perfectly into what Rav Hirsch explains. Shmini Atzeres is the day after Sukkot. In the Torah, there are 7 days of Sukkot. And after the 7 days are over, we have Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a separate, independent Yom Tov. It is not part of Sukkot. It is a separate Yom Tov. There are many, many halachas which reflect this. Number one, we say a new Shachianu on Shmini Atzeres. It's a new Yom Tov. On the seventh day of Pesach, which is also a Yom Tov, we don't say Shachianu when we light candles and when we say Kiddush, because seventh day of Pesach is still a part of Pesach. But Shmini Atzeres is a separate, independent Yom Tov. Number two, in our davening, when we daven on Shmini Atzeres, we don't say Es Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. We say Es Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. There are different opinions what exactly you say. But we say Shmini Atzeres. So in our davening, we show it is a separate Yom Tov. It is not part of Sukkot. The Torah has 1 day of Yom Tov for Sukkot, followed by 6 days of Chol HaMoed. The last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot is Hoshana Rabbah. But it's not a mamash Yom Tov. One's allowed to turn a light on Hoshana Rabbah. That's the end of Sukkot. And then Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. And one of the most striking ways that Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov is, of course, there's no mitzvah of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. There's no mitzvah of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. No Sukkah, no, according to the Torah, no Sukkah, no Lulav. We'll see this last point nowadays in Chutzlaritz sometimes is a little bit hazy. It has to be explained. That we'll get to Bez Hashem a little later. But in the Torah, it's clear there are 7 days of Sukkot. And then Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. There's no mitzvah of Sukkah. So what's Shmini Atzeres all about? Now it's striking that there are no unique mitzvahs to Araisa associated with Shmini Atzeres, you know, outside the Beis HaMikdash. The other Yom Tovs haven't had a mitzvah. Matzah, Pesach, and Sukkot is full of mitzvahs. Shmini Atzeres has no particular mitzvah. So what is Shmini Atzeres all about? Well, first of all, what does Atzeres mean? So Rashi says, near the end of Pinchas, that Atzeres means, Olchim v'asiyas malacha. You don't do malacha. That's a simple pshat. That you don't do malacha, it's a Yom Tov. The idea is that there's nothing else going on that day. There's no other particular mitzvah asay. So Rashi says, Atzeres means, it's asiyas malacha. That's one pshat of Atzeres. Okay? Chazal tells us Atzeres also means to hold back, to remain one extra day. Hashem says, Kosher Lai Pregastan. We've had 7 days of Sukkot. And Hashem says, one more day, I want Am Yisrael to stay in Yerushalayim. Chazal tells us that during the Yom Tov of Sukkot, we offer 70 Karbanos Musaf, corresponding to the 70 nations. 13, 12, 11, down to 7. Adds up to 70. And then on Shmini Atzeres, we have one carbon just for Am Yisrael. Kosher Lai Pegasam. Stay one more day. Hashem tells Am Yitzru, Atzeres, remain one more day with me, Hashem says, in the Beis HaMikdash. Then there's a third shot, which Rav Hirsch develops as follows. This is in Rav Hirsch to Vayikra, page 685 and 686. Rav Hirsch writes, Atzur is used in Tanakh. It has the meaning of retaining, keeping back persons. Well, Rav Hirsch explains, Atzur is related to the words that mean holding together. So therefore, Rav Hirsch says as follows. Atzeres means it's a day set aside to hold on and to maintain that which a person has already achieved. Let's read. We accordingly think that we are not wrong if we take Atzeres to designate a day which is not fixed to bring new lessons and new truths for us to accept and assimilate. No, but which has the mission to keep us still before the presence of Hashem, to strengthen and solidify the impressions and knowledge we have already gained, so that they remain with us permanently and do not become lost in the hurly-burly of life. But Hirsch continues, the purpose of Atzeres is accomplished by one realizing once again all that we have gained by the festival, and by the firm resolution not to allow ourselves to be robbed in the turmoil and struggle and work of our lives of what we have won. Atzor, persistence, remaining with Hashem and holding fast to all the spiritual and acquisitions obtained. Oh, Rav Hirsch says as follows. Atzeres means to hold on, to maintain. When you come to the end of a span of special days, you have Atzeres. One day, the purpose of that day is not to teach something new, but rather the purpose of that Yom Tov is to hold on, to use that Yom Tov, to hold on, to absorb that which we've gained during the Yom Tov. This is why it fits beautifully that the seventh day of Pesach is also called Atzeres. That's the end of the span of 7 days of Pesach, and it's a Yom Tov. Again, like Shmini Atzeres, there is no special mitzvah saseh d'oraisa associated with the seventh day of Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the theme of the seventh day of Pesach is just to use that to absorb and internalize and concretize all that we have gained during the 7 days of Pesach. So too, Shmini Atzeres is a day set aside to absorb that which we would have gained during Sukkot. And that we'll explain further, B'ezras Hashem. But that's the basic idea which Rav Hirsch is presenting. It's striking that there's another day on the calendar that's off, that the Chazal referred to as Atzeres, and that of course is correct, Shavuot. Shavuot is called Atzeres. Why Shavuot is called Atzeres? So the Mefarshim explained, because Shavuot is also the end of a span of special days. There's a season, the Pesach, Sfiras Omer, Shavuot's time period. It's one big unit. The Mefarshim tell us that Sfiras Omer is a link between Pesach and Shavuot. That's the famous Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav. The famous Ramban in Parshas Emor refers to Sfiras Omer as Chol HaMoed. That shows the connection between Pesach and Shavuot. So Shavuot as well is an Atzeres of sorts. It's an Atzeres of maintaining, holding on to, absorbing that which we have gained and grown in the Pesach, Sfiras Omer, Shavuot time period. So that's Atzeres, and that's what Shmini Atzeres is about. Then our Hirsch goes one step further, that Shmini Atzeres, as opposed, in contrast to the seventh day of Pesach, Shmini Atzeres is not part of Pesach itself. It's a separate day. Why? Our Hirsch explains. If Atzeres were on the seventh day of Sukkot, it would only have the meaning of a summing up and holding of the fast, the teachings which have been given to us on the festival of Sukkot. But Atzeres is the Shmini, an independent festival. And this refers to everything we've gained during the festival month of Tishrei. And Shmini Atzeres is supposed to absorb and maintain that which we have gained during the entire month of Tishrei, not just that which we would have gained in Sukkot itself. This requires further explanation as well. But that's why Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. Oh. So that's what our first sense. When we get to Shmini Atzeres, we're supposed to be thinking about and absorbing and taking with us that which we have gained primarily on Sukkot, and as well, I mean, it is called Shmini, it's linked up to Sukkot. As well, we're also absorbing that which we have gained from the entire month. Oh. So this idea of Rav Hirsch really fits beautifully into a famous comment of the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. When the Chumash describes Shmini Atzeres in Parshas Pinchas, so the Torah says, near the end of Pinchas, Beyom HaShmini Atzeres Tehelechem, the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel writes, Beyom HaTmina, on the eighth day, Kenishon, a gathering. The word Atzeres also means to gather. Kenishon Tehevon, Bechedva, you should have a gathering with happiness. Besimcha, Mimatelchon Revatechon, Kenishas Chedva. From your sukkos to your homes. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is explaining that the essence of Shmini Atzeres is to bring the Simcha of Sukkot into the home. Shmini Atzeres is a home mitzvah. That is the essence of Shmini Atzeres. And it's not Sukkot. Sukkot is in the Sukkah. Shmini Atzeres, you're in your house. That's the Yisod. Atzeres means gather into your house. The name of the Yom Tov reflects that the essence of the day is to be in your home as opposed to the Sukkah. What's the idea? The idea is as follows. On Sukkot, we've had the mitzvot, we're in the Sukkah, we're mamish, in a sense, living with the Shechina. You're in the Sukkah, you're surrounded four sides, on the top by the Schach, the walls on the Schach. This is Zeicha, Anani HaKavod, a person is mamish. You're in the Sukkah 24-7, every breath you take, just living there is a mitzvah. A person looks up at the Schach and thinks about that Hashem watches over us. Your mamish enveloped by the Shechina. The Sfarim tell us that the Sukkah is like the Schach, is like the Shechina. You're enveloped by the Shechina. It's a tremendous experience. Tremendous simcha, a tremendous closeness to Hashem. But the goal of Sukkot is to take that experience with us as we re-enter our homes, as we re-enter our more ordinary daily lives. And that's what Shmini Atzeres is. Take the simcha of Sukkot and go back into your homes. And that's why the Hagia Nisan says it's not just part of what the Yom Tov is, it's the essence of the Yom Tov. Go back into your homes, Shmini Atzeres, and bring the simcha and the kedusha, that which you gained during Sukkot, back into your homes. This word of the Hagia Nisan ben Uzio, this comment is used to answer Akasha against Rashi. The Gemara says, in several places, that there are six ways that Shmini Atzeres is a separate, independent Yom Tov from Sukkot. And the Gemara has an acronym, Pezer Kesef, Pei Zayin Resh, Kuf Sin Beis. And each one of these letters represents another word, another aspect that Shmini Atzeres is different from Sukkot. So Resh stands for regular. Shmini Atzeres is a separate regular. What does that mean? So Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, gives a pshat that in Kiddush, in Berachas HaMazon, we have a different language in the benching, you know, and in the Kiddush. We don't say it's Yom Chag HaSukkos, we say it's Yom Shmini Atzeres. That's what regular means, a different language in benching. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam in Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin writes, it means a Chiyuv Lina, it's a separate Yom Tov. And there's a chiyuv lina that after Shmini Atzeres is over, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, there's a separate chiyuv to remain overnight, the next night in Yerushalayim. That's the chiyuv lina, which reflects the fact that it's a separate yom tov. Okay. But then there's Rashi and Sukkah on Daf Mem Ches. And Rashi writes, what does it mean that it's regular? Rashi writes, lo yoshvim b'sukkah. You don't sit in the Sukkah. Very interesting. When Rashi explains what the word regel means that makes Shmini Atzeres different, it means she'en yoshvim b'sukkah. Now the Mefarshim asks on Rashi, the chora, that's a difficult shot. The fact that we don't sit in the sukkah, that's on Shmini Atzeres, that's not an aspect of Shmini Atzeres, the chora, that's just because sukkah is over. What if Shmini Atzeres was a Yom Chol? You also wouldn't sit in the Sukkah. The other Pshatim are something positive. Oh, because it's a separate regel, so there's a different language invention. Because it's a separate regel, where there's a mitzvah to sleep overnight, the next night in Yerushalayim. But here, you don't sit in the Sukkah. But what if it wasn't the Yom Tov? If it weren't the Yom Tov, you also wouldn't sit in the Sukkah. So the Mefarshim ask on Rashi, that L'chorah, that's a difficult example to bring. She'en Yoshev B'Sukkah. Another question the Mefarshim asks is, why does he only mention Sukkah? What about Lulav? So Rav Zevin Zasal was quoted as saying that based on this Targumenus and Ben Uzia, we have a Havana in Rashi. This might be the Pshat in Rashi. Very, very exciting. What's the Pshat? That the fact that we don't sit in the Sukkah is the essence of the day. That is the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. That might be what Rashi means. The very essence of the day of Shmini Atzeres is get into your homes. You don't sit in the sukkah anymore. You're supposed to gather into your homes and bring the simcha and the kedusha and the ruchnius into your homes. That's what Shmini Atzeres is about, and that's what we're supposed to be talking about when you have your Yom Tov table and you're talking with your families. You talk about that. This is what Shmini Atzeres is all about. And this, by the way, fits with Rav Hirsch's comment as well. Rav Hirsch explains that Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. It's not a seventh day of Sukkot because it reflects the gathering in and the absorbing of all of the Yom Tovs of the month, which is true. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur all help lead into Sukkot, and then when we're celebrating and bringing the Sukkot Kedusha into the home, we're really celebrating the Kedusha and the Ruchnius of the entire Tishrei period. Sukkot is a Yom Tov, which is building on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's a whole separate shiur. But just very briefly, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you know, you get very kadosh and tahar, you're free from plates. Then right away, the halach, the minhag is, you're supposed to begin building the sukkah right away at Motzei Yom Kippur. So you lead into Sukkot. So you're entering Sukkot free from plate, a very high level. And then you have 7 days in the sukkah close to the Shechina. And then all of that, all of those 3 weeks of Tishrei, the Kedusha, the Tara, and being close to the Shechina, all of that, the goal is bringing it into the home. The purpose of these 3 weeks is not just to be on a high level during the Ila, not just to be on a high level during Hallel of Sukkot, be on a high level in our homes, back in our ordinary daily life. And this is why, Rav Hirsch explains, there is no special mitzvah associated with Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is supposed to symbolize ordinary daily life. Of course, it's aser, it's a yomtov, you can't do malacha. But there's nothing special. What's the idea? The whole theme of Shmini Atzeres is when your daily life is quote-unquote normal, without the shofar, without fasting on Yom Kippur, without the sukkah, without the lulav, still all the simcha, all the kedusha, all the ruchnius, you bring it in to the home. It's a beautiful, beautiful teretz of Rav Zevin for the kasha of the Achronim and Rashi. This is Shmini Atzeres. Hold on, maintain that which you've gained during Sukkot. I mentioned earlier, one shot of Shmini Atzeres is Koshe Lai Pedastam. Hashem says, stay, remain, Atzor, stay 1 day in Yerushalayim, and have one special day between me and Am Yisrael. After a Yom Tov where there's some connection, some aspect of having Kabbalah for the Goyim as well, and Shmini Atzeres, where it's 1 day, Hashem's Koshe Lai Pedastam, don't leave so fast, Hashem says, one extra special day. So the Mepharshim ask, how's 1 day going to help? So then you leave the next day. So you stay 1 extra day. But so what? How does 1 day help? So then you say, so you say goodbye the next day. It's still hard to say goodbye. So again, it's quoted from the Maharal and the Shem Yishmael. This is the standard pshat that no, the purpose of the 1 extra day is that the bond that we create on that day is supposed to remain with us. The whole yisoda for the extra day is this day is focused on maintaining the bond. This board that's quoted from the Maharal and others blends perfectly with what Rav Hirsch says. That's what Shmini Atzeres is about. This extra day, it's not 1 day. This extra day, Atzor, maintain, hold on, maintain what we've gained during the week of Sukkot and stays with you as you enter back into your homes. This is the very essence of Shmini Atzeres. It's mamish, a beautiful pshat. And this is what we should be thinking about as we enter Shmini Atzeres. Well, we know that we celebrate Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, here in Eretz Yisrael, we celebrate Simchas Torah on the same day as Shmini Atzeres, on the one and only day of Shmini Atzeres. And in Chutz La'aretz, we'll get to, we celebrate Simchas Torah on the second day of Shmini Atzeres. Why? Simchas Torah could have been any time of the year, theoretically. So it worked out that we end the Chumash at this time, and nothing's by chance in Yadus. So how come Simchas Torah, how can we overlap Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres? So there are different pshat. And one standard pshat is along these lines. If we want to bring the Kedusha and the Tara and the Ruchnius and the closest to the Shechina from the Sukkah, from the Ila,
from Rosh Hashanah, bring all of that into our homes. How do you do it? How do you bring it into your home? There's one way, through the Torah. You learn Torah, you keep the Torah, you guard the Torah. That's why it's a perfect blend. Simchas Torah, we celebrate the Torah. What's the idea? If you want to have Kedusha in your ordinary daily life, then hold on to that Torah. Celebrate Matan Torah. Celebrate, you know, having the Torah, finishing the Torah, starting the Torah. That's what Simchas Torah is. And that's why it's a perfect blend with Shmini Atzeres. Because the theme is bring it into your home. How do you do it? The most of the year I don't have Shofar. I don't have the fast day of the year, I don't have Ne'ilah. I don't have the 7 days of... I'm not living in a Sukkah. How do I do it? How do I bring it into my house? Oh. Simchas Torah, celebrate the Torah. It's a very nice pshat. I first heard that pshat many years ago from now the Rosh Yeshiva of Shalavim, Rav Yaakovson Shlita, and others say it as well. It's a very nice pshat. Now the truth is, this whole Yisod of Shmini Atzeres, it's much easier to focus on here in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz, it's a little more challenging. Why? Because we know we have the idea of Sveta D'Yoma, that during the time when they established the new moon with witnesses, so the Jews that lived far from Yerushalayim didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore they didn't know when Yom Tov would be. And therefore they had to keep 2 days of Yom Tov as a suffix, Sveta D'Yoma. There are 2 days of Pesach, because maybe, if you're living in Bago many years ago, so you're not sure when was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And therefore, you have to keep 2 possible days, when would Pesach be? That was called Sveka D'Yom. So too, the first 2 days of Sukkot. The Jews weren't 100% sure when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was. So they had to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. At the beginning of Sukkot, maybe the first day was the real first day of Yom Tov, and maybe the second day was the real first day of Yom Tov. Okay. Nowadays, we have a fixed calendar. We know which the first day is. But the Gemara says that because of Minhag HaBasayim BeYadeichem, that we're afraid, and the Gemara says more than that, but basically, the Gemara says in Beit Zadok Dalet, we keep the old Takana, we keep the old Minhag, and we still keep 2 days of Yom Tov, even though we know which is the real day. That's a whole separate shiur. The difference between how they kept 2 days back in Bavel and how we keep 2 days nowadays. For them back in Bavel, both days were a suffix to Araisa of not doing Malacha. Nowadays, for those Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz, the first day is definitely the Araisa and the second day is definitely the Rabbana. That sentence reflects the basic difference. All right. Well, because of this fake of the Yoma, the Gemara has a long discussion in Sukkah, and after Membav to Mem Zayin, regarding sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. See, it's like this. We keep 2 days of Yom Tov, meaning what? Maybe the real first day of Yom Tov is the first day. Maybe the real first day of Yom Tov is the second day. We'll keep on counting. So when you come to the seventh day of Sukkot, maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot, but if the first day of Sukkot was really on the second day, then the seventh day of Sukkot is the sixth day, which means the next day might still be Sukkot. So on the day which in Chutz La'aretz is Shmini Atzeres on the calendar, also based on the Sveka D'Yoma, in a sense, might be the seventh day of Pesach, even though we know that the seventh day of Sukkot, even though we know that it's not, but still. Based on maintaining the old takana, the old minhag, we have to view it that just like we keep 2 days of Yom Tov at the beginning, we have to keep 2 days at the end. So the Gemara says, the Gemara's conclusion is that in Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeres you sit in the sukkah, but you don't say a bracha of Reshei B'Sukkah. That's the psak of the Gemara. Nowadays not everyone does that, which we'll get to Bezud Hashem, but that's what the Gemara says. So it comes out as follows. And Shmini Atzeres, that the whole yisod of the Yom Tov is be in your home, the Jews in Chutz La'aretz are sitting in the sukkah. That's the way it is. This is one of those examples where the din de Rabbanan, which we're forced to keep, which began as a suffix de Araisa, the 2 days of Yom Tov and not being Mezalzel and the Isur Melacha on the first day, it led to this anomaly where you're celebrating Shmini Atzeres, whose entire Yisod is in the Sukkah, it is in the home, and you're sitting in the Sukkah. But that's what the Lacha is. We keep the Lacha, we do what the Gemara says, we do what Chazal tells us. So it's a challenge. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you have to still try to get across this message. Despite the fact that we're sitting in the Sukkah, we should understand that the essence of the day and what is supposed to be happening on this day is taking these ideas with us as we leave the Sukkah back into our homes. And that's why this, I think sometimes this Hashkafic approach to Shmini Atzeres it's a little hazy, because it's hard to focus on the essence of Shmini Atzeres being in the home, the way Targum Yonatan Ben Uziel says, and how maybe the Pshat in Rashi is, and holding on to maintaining, bringing the Sukkah into your home when you're sitting in the Sukkah. But this is the idea of Shmini Atzeres, and that's a challenge that those in Chutz La'aretz have to work on. Now in Chutz La'aretz, there are 2 days of Shmini Atzeres. And on the second day of Shmini Atzeres, you celebrate Simchas Torah. That's what goes on in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's all celebrated on one day. In Chutz La'aretz, it's on 2 days. Now, once I discuss Shmini Atzeres sitting in the Sukkah, just want to mention, to explain the minhag and hagan that many people might have. Many people in Chutz La'aretz nowadays do not sit in the Sukkah fully for both meals on Shmini Atzeres. Why not? The Gemara is explicit. You sit in the Sukkah, you don't say Bracha Leishay the Sukkah. So the Achronim try to be Melamed Tzchus and explain this custom. And the answer which the Aruch HaShulchan gives and others is as follows. Again, the simple pshat is you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah for both meals on Shmini Atzeres. You make Kiddush in the Sukkah, you eat in the Sukkah. You just don't say Leishay the Sukkah. That's the simple pshat of the Gemara's conclusion. That's a simple, the Gemara says, Mesa of Yasvinan, Beruth Elam of Artinan. Okay. However, many Jews don't do this, so what's that based on? So it's based on a Tosfos in Sukkah Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the top of the page. Tosfos asks as follows, how come Chazal weren't Misakeh to shake a Ruach on Shmini Atzeres? If we're concerned with that it might be the seventh day of Sukkot, and we're eating the Sukkot because the Sukkot arises of eating the Sukkot, so we eat the Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. Why don't we shake a Lulav on Sukkot? And why don't we shake a Lulav on Shmini Atzeres as well? So Tosfos writes as follows. Lorotzi l'sakein klau. L'lulav, lorotzi l'sakein klau sheyitrenu ha-lulav misafek. Why? Rishu yomta. Umuksa l'tiltu. Tosfos writes that if we were to shake a lulav on Shmini Atzeres, it would be a zilzul for Shmini Atzeres. A lulav, when it's not sukkahs, on a regular yom tov, is muksa, it's a davar chol, and clearly, if the lulav is for sukkahs, it's for chol hamoed, it's not for Shmini Atzeres. If you're shaking a lulav on Shmini Atzeres, then you're openly clashing with the Yom Tov. And that would lead to a zilzul of Shmini Atzeres, and a person might come to the mulach on Shmini Atzeres. Then how come sitting in a sukkah isn't a zilzul? Because sometimes it's pleasant to eat outside. It's pleasant to eat outside. So therefore, it's arev alav. So it's not an objective clash. Maybe this person's outside because they enjoy sitting outside. It's pleasant weather outside. And therefore, sitting in the Sukkah isn't an objective, head-on clash with the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, and it won't lead to a zilzul of Yom Tov. And that's why the Gemara says you sit in a Sukkah of Shmini Atzeres, but you don't shake a lulav, Tosfos says. So based on that Tosfos, the Aruch HaShulchan and others write as follows. In Europe, when it was very, very cold, no one would sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. No one would eat in the sukkah normally. It's freezing outside. You're not going to go outside to eat when it's freezing outside. In Eretz Yisrael, where the weather was more pleasant this time of year, so to go outside is not so crazy to eat at this time of year outside. But it's freezing. You would never go outside. So some want to say that based on this Tosfos, just like Tosfos says that shaking a lulav on Shmini Atzeres is minkara milsa, it's clear and obvious that you're acting like it's not a Yom Tov, and that would be a zilzer for Yom Tov. So too, sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is now a noticeable clash with Shmini Atzeres, head-on clash. No one would ever do this if it weren't for sukkahs, and it might lead to a zilzer of Shmini Atzeres. That's a limud tzchus to explain why some people have a custom that we one meal in the sukkah, they make kiddush in the sukkah, they're leaving the house. They want it to be not eating the full in the sukkah. We want to show that it's not a normal day of sitting in the sukkah, so that we don't have this head-on clash between, you know, against the Shmini Atzeres. That's a possible limud tzchus. Okay. So the Gemara says you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and chutzpahs, you don't say leishiyah b'sukkah, and that's the standard position. Many don't do that, and those that don't, it's based on l'chora taking this Tosfos and applying it further. But either way, again, let's not lose sight. The essence of Shmini Atzeres is to bring the simcha and the ruchnis and the kedusha of sukkahs into our home. Shmini Atzeres is in the house. And that's what the language of Torah Yemenos Ben Ozir is, and that's what Rav Zevin explains from Rashi, that regel is, you don't sit in the sukkah. That's the essence of the day, not being in the sukkah. And that's what Rav Hirsch writes, Atzeres means atzur, hold on, maintain that which you gained. Have a special effort, and that's the theme of Shmini Atzeres. That's what we should be thinking about. What can I do to bring all of this into our homes? Into our homes, and that's why we celebrate Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres, because the way to bring it into your home is dafka through more limud Torah and being more careful in our kiyum hamitzvos and guarding the Torah. And the Ezer Hashem, we all should be zocha, and we should have a chag sameach, a kosher sameach, a chag sameach, and have a strong sukkahs, gain a lot on sukkahs, and then take it with us into our homes on Shmini Atzeres and bring the ruchnias and the kedusha into our homes. Okay, we'll stop here.